America is doing pretty well, right? And there is absolutely no reason to believe that we're going to be confronting a Greece-like crisis or an Ireland-like crisis anytime soon. And you know, America has a degree of flexibility that these countries do not have, right? Before the euro, if Greece had confronted trying economic circumstances, one of the things that naturally would have happened would have been that the Greek currency would have depreciated against other currencies as the rest of the world lost confidence in the Greek economy. And this would have made imports more expensive for the Greek people, but it would have made Greek exports much cheaper. And that could have touched off an export boom that could have helped the Greek economy grow. That can't happen today in Greece. It can't happen in Portugal. It can't happen in Ireland because these countries don't have their own currencies anymore. They're part of the eurozone. And the euro reflects the strength of the continental core economies like Germany and France far more than it reflects the weakness of the peripheral economies like Greece and Portugal and Ireland. The only way that these economies can make themselves more attractive, more competitive in the global economy is by lowering their real wages. And that's a very painful, slow process. And that's part of the reason why the debt problem is as big there as it is. The United States is not part of the eurozone. We've got our own currency, and that provides us with an enormous degree of flexibility with which to cope with our debt problems.